Welcome to the Clicks and Giggles podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Rothwell Perry, and I'm here to make your marketing click, connect, and convert. My mission is to help good people with great offers make more money through paid digital marketing strategies. I truly believe that one ad can change everything for you and your business. Tune in weekly to unlearn what the bros and insert air quotes agency gurus have led you to believe about advertising and hear from inspiring women in my network who are making business a little more live, laugh, launch and a little less stuffy suit and tie. Because nobody playing the long game is having a terrible time. Whether you're new to business, making millions, or you're just my mom tuning in for clicks and giggles, you are welcome here in the room. Get ready for a good time. Welcome to the Clicks and Giggles podcast. I've just been pondering something and I wanted to chat about it. Let's talk advertising because this may be a thought I have or a limiting belief. So if someone else thinks otherwise, please message me and I like want to get in dialogue about it. But ads, advertising. So it's funny when people have certain feelings about advertising or ads. I always wonder where it comes from because people have been advertising for hundreds upon, dare I say, thousands of years, right? It just is the vehicle in which something is advertised. Is it a billboard? Is it in a newspaper? Are you scrolling a blog post? Are you scrolling social media? Are you searching Google? And then you see something. So my thing has always been trying to reframe people's minds around advertising. Like, yeah, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, okay. But also, you're driving down the road and you see something. There's so many different ways to advertise. Even if you have a brick and mortar out in front of your shop, like your sign is an advertisement for you. So people know you're there and you exist. So I've seen people, it's always people who push organic marketing, which like, go off, sis, love that. If you don't have organic marketing, it's hard when you're running paid if you're not promoting organically. When I say organically, I mean, are you posting to social media, hitting post, putting something out there? And saying you don't use ads for your business, in my opinion, IMO, is not a flex. It's like, you're telling me you're working harder than you necessarily have to. You're telling me, if I had to guess, that maybe you're trying to go viral or you're posting X amount of times a day so people see your stuff. But it's not just that you're trying to go viral, or maybe you're not, or maybe secretly you hope you do because people will see you. It's that you can't control who sees your stuff. And so that's the beauty of advertising, right? Is you can say, hey, I want to reach women only. Hey, I want to reach women only who are 28 to 45. Hey, I want to reach women who are 28 to 45 who only live in the U.S., who like this, or who maybe have been to your website or been to your Instagram. Because I don't know, maybe this is like a conversation more on going viral too. I was talking to someone who went viral because of their dog on their Instagram and got a ton of followers and a ton of engagement and a ton of just eyeballs. But it was the wrong eyeballs. It was people who love dogs. So if they're a coach of women who are struggling with X, well, that doesn't help. So I think this is more like encouragement to view advertising through a different lens of it's just a way to have more people find you. And could it be through paid advertising, Facebook, Instagram? Yes. Could it be through Google ads where people are searching for you? Absolutely. Could it be that you have a brick and mortar and you're like, we need a better sign. We need signage. Or, you know, oh, there's a local, I think about my hometown in the Northeast Journal. Like, oh, maybe you want to do some print advertising, dip your toes and want to be seen. I'll tell you this, nothing against print advertising. I'm a journalism major. Shout out to University of Florida. And print's expensive. When you see how many people you can reach with Facebook, Instagram, Google for the same price to put an ad in a journal per se and not know who's looking at it, whew, go reframe your brain, baby. So all this to say, I just want, hey, and if you're gung-ho on ads, I love that for you and I love that for me. But if you're pondering, or if you're anti, we just want you to ponder. You don't have to change your mind today, but maybe you'd be open to a new thought about it, that without advertising and marketing your business, people don't know who you are. So that's my thought of the day. My Clicks That Count program walks you through getting ready for ads and getting them going. If you want to dip your toes in the water, I would love to talk to you and see if it's a good fit. Just message me on Instagram, Launch with Jordan, or shoot me an email and let's talk about it. I also have spots open for ad retainers if you have grown your business to a certain point or you're willing to invest. But if you're like, I could use getting my business in front of more people, Clicks That Count is where you should start. Then really just dive in. In fact, one of the program members, Katie, I got one of her ads. She's targeting entrepreneurs, targeting women like me. And it made sense that I got it and her ad worked in that capacity. So, I mean, I've taught it live twice, had almost 20 people beta test it, and it's the real deal. It can help you. So if you're like, I want to get started with ads, that's the place to be. And also, if you're anti-advertising, message me too. I love talking to people when they are. I just want to hear your thoughts. And I always say, like, if you've been burned, I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, we all get burned in different aspects of our life and want a need to give people a second chance. And also, my favorite thing is I may not be your first ads manager, but I will be your last. So just some food for thought on advertising. I want to know what you think. Are you anti-ads? Are you pro it, but don't know where to start? Do you have a great advertising team? If so, send it. Great. Let me know. I hope y'all have a good day.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening. If you were inspired by this episode, be sure to check out the show notes for the linked resources and my free guide, 3 Ways to Know You're Ready for Ads. If weekly episodes aren't enough for you and you want more of your favorite click magnet, you can connect with me over on Instagram at LaunchWithJordan. I host regular challenges and drop valuable tips that will help make your marketing click, connect, and convert. And if you think it would inspire a friend, send it, share it, just for clicks and giggles.